How to vote.
1. Get your ballot.
Go to your designated poll site, sign in, and get your paper ballot and voter card from the poll worker. A privacy sleeve will be provided to shield your ballot from view after you have marked it. Go to the privacy booth or request to use the ballot marking device. 2. Mark both sides of your ballot. Mark your ballot by completely darkening the oval next to your choice using the pen provided. Do not use an X or a check mark, circle the oval, or make stray marks on the ballot. For a write-in candidate, fill in the appropriate oval and write in the candidate's name. Do not fold your ballot. 3. Scan your ballot. Take your ballot and voter card to the scanner area. Select your language of choice by touching the corresponding button on the screen. Insert your marked ballot into the scanner to cast your vote. The scanner accepts ballots in any direction and reads both sides. The scanner will notify you when your vote has been cast. Using the ballot marking device, the BMD provides two ways for voters to access the ballot. 1. See the ballot on the display screen. 2. Listen to the ballot through audio headphones. The BMD provides four ways for voters to mark the ballot. 1. Touch screen. 2. Keypad, Braille. 3. Sip and puff device. 4. Rocker paddle. Follow these steps to mark your ballot using the BMD. Decide how you will access and mark the ballot. Insert your ballot into the feed tray. Select your preferred language. The BMD will guide you through the process of making your choices and reviewing your selections. To change a selection, select the contest or issue you would like to change and reselect the proper choice. Select Next to return to the summary screen. Select Mark Ballot to print your marked ballot. Take your printed ballot and voter card to the scanner area. If you would like assistance inserting your ballot into the scanner, a poll worker will assist you. Important notes and solutions to common problems. Remember, turn your ballot over. There may be candidates and/or ballot proposals to vote for on the back. Be sure to vote for every office and every ballot question. The scanner will not tell you that you failed to mark an oval for one or more races or ballot questions. This is called undervoting. Look your ballot over carefully before you scan it. Be sure you voted for every race and every ballot proposal. Once the scanner accepts your ballot, you will not get a second chance to vote. Fill in the oval completely. Do not use an X or a check mark or circle the oval. Vote for only one person unless instructed otherwise. In the first column of each row, the ballot will say how many choices you have. In most cases, it will say vote for one, but in some cases, it may say vote for any two, vote for any three, etc. Please read the ballot carefully so you do not overvote or undervote. You can vote for a write-in candidate. If you want to vote for a candidate who is not listed on the ballot, you must 1. Completely fill in the oval in the area provided for write-in candidates, and 2. Write or stamp the name of the candidate in that same box. There is more than one scanner at most poll sites. Hand your voter card to the poll worker, and he or she will tell you which scanner to use. Problems and solutions. 1. I made a mistake marking my ballot. Do not try to erase or change your ballot. Ask a poll worker for a new ballot. Each voter can request up to 3 ballots total. 2. I overvoted, filled in too many ovals for a contest. If you overvote, your vote for that office or ballot proposal will not be counted. If you realize you have overvoted before placing your ballot in the scanner, ask a poll worker for a new ballot to fill out.
If you insert a ballot with an overvote into the scanner, the display screen will show an error message with two choices. Select Don't Cast, Return Ballot, and the scanner will return your ballot so you can ask a poll worker for a new ballot to fill out. If you choose Cast Ballot, the scanner will keep your ballot and your vote will not be counted for the contest in which you overvoted, but the rest of your choices will count. 3. The text is too small. I can't read my paper ballot. There will be a magnifying sheet available. You can also ask to use a ballot marking device or ask a friend to help you. Remember, make sure to vote on all ballot proposals. The questions may be on the back. Vote yes or no by filling in the correct oval completely for each question.